Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is going to get off to a very strong start this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should kick off with a gain of around 2.7% when trade gets underway. And that is a reflection of what was a memorable session as far as US markets were concerned last night. The October inflation report was always going to be an important catalyst for trade, but few would have estimated that you would have seen such a seismic event follow in terms of how the markets have responded since. And I suppose at the bottom line, what it tells us is the extent to which inflation numbers have governed the sentiment of the markets from time to time. And that is nothing new to anyone who has been watching the markets over the course of the last year in particular. So to that end, the CPI report for the month of October came in well below the market's expectations at both a core and a headline level. The core rate of inflation moderated from 6.6% to 6.3%, so pulled back from a 40-year high back to 6.3%. That measure was below what the market had anticipated, and significantly, as we know, the US Federal Reserve is very much focused on the core rate of inflation. So that was one aspect of the inflation numbers. At a headline level, we've seen inflation come back from that 9.1% peak that we saw in June. It pulled back to 7.7% in the month of October, and that was well below the market's expectations again for an 8% figure. So food, fuel, electricity were the important drivers of those numbers coming back, and all of that translated to some very powerful moves where equity, interest rate, and currency markets were concerned last night. So quickly, let's just have a look at what happened where equity markets were concerned. A very powerful rally for the NASDAQ, up by 7.4%, the S&P 500 up 5.5%, and the Dow Jones up by 3.7%. Those moves were matched in terms of their magnitude by what we saw where interest rate markets were concerned. So short and long-term maturities fell dramatically in yield terms. So 10-year government bonds are coming back by around 32 basis points, so almost a third of a percent to 3.82%. Two-year government bonds down by around 30 basis points to 4.33%, and they are a reflection of the dialing back of rate hike expectations as far as the Fed is concerned. So previously there was a consensus that we would see a 0.75% rate hike from the Fed in December. Now the markets are pricing in a near 75% chance that that will be a 0.5% rate hike. So a substantial dialing back of expectations, but also that sense that from here on in, the Fed perhaps might not be as aggressive with its rate hikes is another aspect that's fueling these markets in their respective directions. The caveat that you would offer to that is that at the most recent Fed meeting, at the conclusion in the press conference, the US Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said quite explicitly that interest rates could peak a deal higher compared to where markets are expecting that peak to be. So something to just provide a bit of a note of sobriety in what is a very buoyant and frothy environment, it must be said, as far as the last 24 hours are concerned. The other thing that is worth pointing out, and it's no small thing either, is the dramatic pullback in the US dollar. So it's been rolling over in the over the course of the last couple of days, but in the last 24 hours it has hit a two-month low. So that has effectively impacted the pricing of anything that is marked in US dollars, most noteworthy amongst them commodity prices. So most commodity prices that you'll see on the screens today are a deal higher. Gold up by more than 2%. You've got the European benchmark for crude oil, Brent, up by a percent to $93.67, and that just goes on as far as our other asset markets are concerned. So important outcomes in that regard. I'm just reflecting on this because I mentioned it the other day, but there's been a lot of ructions where the cryptocurrency space is concerned. If you're not up to speed on it, Binance, FTX, these organizations have been central to what's been going on. A near Lehman Lehman Brothers moment with FTX seems to have moderated a little bit. The head of FTX and Alameda, Sam Bankman-Fried, in the most recent iteration of his communication, has indicated that the organization is working through their issues. There will be no disorderly collapse of the organization, according to him. I'm paraphrasing, so please read his quotes carefully to get a better sense of what he has said. But the bottom line is that he has indicated that client money will be made whole and that there's nothing for clients to be concerned by around this issue. So as I said, please read the statements carefully to get a better sense if these are important to you. What this has done is seen the cryptocurrency space recover quite substantially from the recent volatility. So Bitcoin shares, Bitcoin is up by about 10% overnight, still down by 14% in weekly terms. But notably, the FTX token, which has seen extraordinary volatility over the course of recent times, is up by about 58% in the last day. So it's trading just short of around $4 per token. But just to put that into context, since the beginning of the month, that has fallen precipitously from around $26 to that $4 area that I mentioned. So bottom line, this is an extraordinarily volatile space. It needs to be treated with the utmost of caution, but just putting all of that into some context again, as I said, because I mentioned that yesterday was quite the topic of conversation in a range of forums. Today, as I said, we'll kick off in very strong terms. It's a question of to what extent we can follow through in regional terms today, so it'll be worth keeping a very close eye on the US futures, given the scale of their increase overnight. The Aussie dollar has been another example of how that two-month low hit by the US dollar has had an impact on currencies across the board. So overnight, at one stage, you had the Aussie dollar trading as low as 63.9 US cents. And as we speak now, it's trading closer to 66.3. So quite a dramatic turnaround. Have a great session and enjoy your weekend.